That's Maroon 5. Wait, final segment of the morning after on Q105, 956. Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, and Ashley is here. Let's do the what's the word? We'll blow through those real quickly,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
You guys
all
know
right.
How to do this. Yep. You'll fill in the blank. During the State of the Union, I blank.
Slept.
Was sleeping. Yeah. No interest.
I think I was Netflixing. I didn't want to go to bed angry. And then I'm watching Twitter, and I'm like, oh, he's not tweeting it, and this is like a written speech, so he's not like totally sideways.
Because it was written.
Yeah. Who claps for your own stuff?
Him.
Like, that's just what I want to know. Like, who starts their own applause break?
Saturday.
Hey, guys. Hey.
The Toledo Police Department doing a monthly vlog is... blank, Ashley.
Interesting. I mean, I don't know anything about this, but
they're doing a vlog. They're trying to be,
is it like
viral.
Live PD? Because I love that show.
No. Like, this is
that.
Recorded and edited. D, the Toledo Police Department doing a monthly vlog is blank.
Good idea until something bad happens.
Ashley, Groundhog Day yesterday is
the worst movie ever.
D,
what?
Awful.
It's a great movie.
It's an awful
Groundhog
movie.
Day, however. As it being a real thing, is, I don't know, a little too much responsibility to lay on a rodent.
Groundhog Day is blanking worthless.
Like, why did that rodent get picked to be like, hey, you know what? We got a lot of other things here that seem to be really good at predicting the weather, like cows lay down when it's about to rain, you know, or we got, you know, at least the horses will tell you when there's about to be an earthquake. Maybe this groundhog can tell us how long we have a winter. Let's just hold it up, Cletus, until it sees its shadow. Is that going to be the scientific determination for 6 more weeks? Its shadow? I like that, Cletus.
I'll make it my annual thought that how can a freaking groundhog push the date of a calendar back?
And, like, every time, like, if I've watched a clip over the past few years, like, whether it saw its shadow, whether it didn't, I'm like, I can't tell the difference. How do they know that it saw its shadow versus the other days?
Its reaction.
And have they worked in climate change to this at all?
No.
Science
doesn't exist.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Ellen giving her audience Cheerios for 1 million acts of kindness was blank.
I also didn't see this. I don't know anything about it. I'm ill prepared. Like Cheerios for like a year?
She asked her audience to do like a million acts of kindness. Cheerios got involved as the sponsor. She asked everyone to look underneath their seats, and there was a box of Cheerios.
Oh, that's cute.
A little bit less than Ellen. All right, I'll move on.
I tell you, it's a lesson that she learned from Oprah, because Oprah tried to give people cars and didn't have to tell them and forgot to tell them that they got to pay taxes on them. And so all those cars were like just sitting there for a long time because all the people who needed them didn't have the money in their pockets to pay the taxes.
Dee, I think this one hits you. Mm-hmm. The AT&T Fox disagreement was...
Is it over?
It's over.
It's over.
Thank the Lord! Too late now.
You couldn't watch Ohio State games.
Couldn't watch Ohio State games and some of the NFL games.
I'm going to bet that their 8-month contract will end right before football season again, and then that'll
rehash it. Or there'll be a CBS dispute.
Something.
It's blank that Elder Beerman isn't closing like many of its sister stores around the country.
It's wonderful. My grandma shops at Elder Beerman, hence why I get all the clothing for my children for, like, you know, nothing, because she provides it, and then I can hand it off to you, and then it's keeping the circle of life alive.
They should just make that place like a retail store museum, because that's what it feels like, even when I drive by it.
Have you gone in there?
No!
Oh my gosh, they have, like, a clock that hangs off the wall, and it's everything. I'm like, that clock is from, like, 1942.
D,
you can almost smell the racism right? on it.
That's the last time they were busy. D, it's blank that Elder Beerman isn't closing like many of its sister stores.
A matter of time.
Thanks for being here today, 10 o'clock the morning after, podcasts, Q1055.com. Hit up the website as well for more about Cupid's Arrow, and we're back next Saturday at 8 o'clock live. Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.